Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
CBS News Brief. 3 years after the killing of George Floyd, a U.S. Justice Department report finds Minneapolis police engaged in a pattern of behavior depriving people of their constitutional rights. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of Floyd's murder, but the report found police had used dangerous techniques for years against people committing even the most minor offenses.
Robert Bowers is convicted in the killings of 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. Joe Recht is head of a congregation that shared the Tree of Life synagogue.
After 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. And the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
At least three people die in a tornado in Perryton, Texas. One person was killed in Florida, a twister there. And Jason Tarrin moved into his lot in Oklahoma home hours before a tornado hit.
I've been here less than 24 hours. I ran inside, got my dog, went to the bathtub.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Like a knife.
1057 CFW.
Oh, yeah. when you think summer fun. Think of 105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW.
It's on.
Live in effect, and I don't waste time on the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm, jump, jump to the rhythm, jump. And I'm here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants. Take a chance, come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel, trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air, come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will do this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided, and there
Stay on. 1057
CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Yeah.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine to start tomorrow morning, then increasing clouds for the afternoon. Storm chances into the evening. Highs in the mid-80s. Showers and storms still a possibility Sunday, mostly cloudy and low 80s. The heat kicks in for next week, near 90 by Monday. Currently at 75 degrees.
CFW.
CFW.
Cloud to cloud.
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Come on.
is what's happening at CFW.
You want a music fest with a little bit of everything, including a whole lot of spirit? Well, save the dates for the Blue Ox Festival June 22nd through the 24th. Enjoy amazing bluegrass and Americana music, art, food, and more at the Pines Music Park outside of Eau Claire. And though it's only 8 years old, Blue Ox keeps getting bigger and better with age. The award-winning Abbott Brothers, one of the main headliners this year. Find more at blueoxmusicfestival.com.
CFW.
Yourself.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. If you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we
think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley Station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks. A $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
CBS News Brief. At least five people die in twisters and thunderstorms across Mississippi, Florida, and Texas. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren says the threat isn't over.
Severe storms threatening a lot of the U.S. In fact, already this evening, seeing some explosive storms here from parts of the South and the Mid-South into the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast.
A couple thousand people protested Pride Night in Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. It's because of a comedy troupe. KNX's Natalie Tavidian.
People are upset that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that group, will be honored. They call themselves queer and trans nuns. They've said that it's all humor, it's wit, and that they do a lot for the community.
Robert Bowers is convicted of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. Oren Siegel with the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism.
The verdict here demonstrates a level of accountability that hopefully will make people feel just a little bit better.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Identify yourself.